This is Dr. Ali dictating history physics of patient name Dobbin, Dobbins, William Wyllallian. Date of birth for this patient 7/13/1948, 1948. Place future care, Charles Village. Date of service 4/6/2023. Is a history and physical. History of present illness. 74-year-old male with the known history of hypertension, asthma, CHF, and substance abuse. He was admitted to Franklin's Care Hospital. He came to the emergency room, found unresponsive. There was concern for opiate overdose, Narcan given. Geotoxicology screen positive for Suboxone, opiate, benzo, cannabis. Patient was found to have acute hypoxic respiratory failure. Chest x-ray shows basilar atelectasis, CT chest bilateral space opacities. More in the lower lobe and multi-lobar pneumonia. Patient was given ceftriaxone, doxycycline for 5 days, and subsequently he was switched to PO cefdinir. And the recommended follow-up of patient CT chest. Patient was hypotensive at presentation. IV fluid given, blood pressure improved. And he has a wound in the left lower extremity. And the previous IND was done in March 2023 of the left popliteal hematoma. And there was a concern for infection, so CT scan of the lower extremity was done. That shows small abscess versus resolving hematoma. Infectious disease consulted. There was no concern for infection as per ID note. And the wound vac was removed and patient was treated with local skin care wet to dry dressing. Doppler of the leg was a negative for DVT. Patient has anxiety, depression that was managed, and echo previously done has ejection fraction of 55%, physical therapy done, and they recommended subacute rehab, and subsequently patient was sent to rehab. When I saw the patient, he's awake, alert, and sitting on the bed with the nurse in the room with the patient. On televisit, patient denies any cough, no congestion, no fever, no chills, no nausea, no vomiting, and no headache, no dizziness. Past medical history, number one, hypertension, number two, asthma, number three, CHF, number four, chronic low back pain, number five, substance abuse, currently on Suboxone. medication upon discharge, albuterol inhaler, 1 puff Q4, 6 hour period, and buprenorphine, 8 mg/2 mg daily, carvedilol 25 mg daily, clonazepam 1 mg daily, fluticasone/valentrol 100 mcg/25 mcg 1 inhalation daily, gabapentin 300 mg TAD. Mucinex 600 mg BID, Lisinopril 40 mg daily, Melatonin 3 mg, 2 tablets daily, Montelukast 10 mg daily, Protonix 40 mg daily, Rupirinol, Rupirinol 1 mg daily, Simvastatin 80 mg daily, Flobnax 0.4 mg daily, Trazodone 50 mg, 3 tablets every evening. Review of system, no headache, no dizziness, no sore throat, no urinary retention, pulmonary and cough, cardiac adjustment, GI and vomiting, musculoskeletal, no pain, genitourinary, no hematuria, neuro, no syncope, endocrine, no polyuria, no polydipsia, no headache, no cold intolerance. And hematology, no bleeding. Psychiatry is very cooperative. Allergies, none known. Social history, substance abuse history, surgical history, previous IND, Dahlorfstein G, hematoma in March 2023. Physical examination is awake, alert, cooperative, nest and vital stable, no respiratory distress. Pulse ox reported to be 96%. Next patient breathing comfortable, no respiratory distress. Euro, he's awake, alert, and re-entered M3. Assessment, patient is admitted. Number one, deconditioning. Number two, polysubstance abuse. Number three, a recent pneumonia bilateral, treated with antibiotics. Next line, hypertension. Next line, status post-acute. Hypoxic respiratory failure with improvement, next hand asthma, next hand left lower extremity. Wound with the previous IND, no sign of infection at present. Plan of care will continue all its current medications. Medication upon discharge. Reviewed by me with the nursing staff. Will follow up lab, PTOT, and further amendment as per patient condition. Keep on discussing the nursing staff. Thank you.